السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to this week's English Khutbah, and the topic is from the wisdom of Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab. Alhamdulillah, all praises are due to Allah, the Lord of all the worlds, and I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah. And I testify that our Sayyid, our Prophet, Sayyiduna Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is his messenger. So, O Allah, send your peace and blessings upon him, and upon his noble family, and upon his companions, and upon whomsoever follows him in the best of ways, till the last day, amma ba'd. To continue. O slaves of Allah, I advise you, and I remind and advise myself, to have the consciousness or taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَيُنَجِّهِ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا بِمَفَازَتِهِمْ لَا يَمَسُّهُمُ السُّوءُ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. And indeed Allah will save those who feared him by their attainment. No evil will touch them and nor will they grieve. Ayyuha al-Muslimun, O you who believe. In the year 18 after Hijrah, it is narrated that Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu left for Sham, the Levant, and there he met Sayyiduna Abu Ubaidullah ibn al-Jarrah and his companions. And this was the time of the Ta'un, this was the time of that plague that affected so many Sahaba, and so many of them actually passed away in that area of Sham. In fact, if you visit the grave of Abu Ubaidullah ibn al-Jarrah, which is in Jordan, you will find there'll be so many Sahaba along that valley. And this plague was there at the time, and it was an epidemic, right? It was an epidemic plague. In other words, it was spreading rapidly because it was very contagious. And it had befallen the Levant or Sham, Bilad al-Sham as we call it, which in the modern day parlance includes Palestine, Syria and Jordan and parts of Lebanon. And when Sayyidina Umar met Abu Ubaidullah ibn al-Jarrah, and when he was there with him, and saw that there was a plague, he determined to return back. So he would go back. Sayyidina Umar at that time was from the commanders of the believers, and so he determined to return back. And at that point Abu Ubaidullah said to him, he said, are you fleeing from the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Are you fleeing from that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has destined? And Sayyidina Umar responded by saying, yes, but we are fleeing from the decree of Allah to the decree of Allah. And upon him saying this, Sayyidina Abdurrahman ibn Auf, who was also in the gathering, said that he heard the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, إِذَا سَمِعْتُمْ بِهِ بِأَرْضٍ, he said, if you hear that it, i.e. the plague, has broken out in a land, فَلَا تَقْدَمُوا عَلَيْهِ, then do not head towards it, do not proceed into it. وَإِذَا وَقَعَ بِأَرْضٍ وَأَنْتُمْ بِهَا, and if it breaks out in a land of which you are in it, you are the citizens of that place, or you are already resident in that land in which this plague has broken out, فَلَا تَخْرُجُوا فِرَارًا مِنْهِ, then don't leave, don't escape, don't exit this land hoping to escape it. Now, subhanallah, ayyuhal muslimun, this hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and all of the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam are full of wisdom, because he was Jawami'ul Kalim. He was the one who, in his words, was encompassed all wisdom. But look at the beauty of this hadith, in that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying that if a plague breaks out in a land, don't head towards it, and if it breaks out in the land in which you reside, then don't leave it. This, in essence, is laying forth what is, in modern day parlance, is known as the principles of preventative quarantine or isolation. And it's very important, because if a person was to adopt this principle, then a plague would not spread, because plagues inevitably spread through the migration and the movement of people. And if a person is unaware as to whether he's afflicted or not, then his movement with it to another place would only increase the potentiality or the potential for that thing to spread. And if we bring this to the reality of where we are today, then we find that we're in a similar situation. So Sayyidina Umar, when he heard of the plague and he didn't head forth to Sham, he didn't put himself and his people that he was with directly in that, he immediately headed back, was acting upon this hadith. And what this means, when he was questioned, he said, "Are you fleeing from the decree of Allah?" by Sayyidina Abu Ubaidullah ibn al-Jarrah, and he was a great Sahabi as well. He was a great Sahabi. And so he said, "Are you fleeing from the decree of Allah?" But Sayyidina Umar was a'lam minhu, was more knowledgeable. So he said, "We are fleeing, but we're fleeing from the decree of Allah to the decree of Allah. Because where is the decree of Allah not happening?" You're right. Everywhere you turn, there is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala manifesting His decree, manifesting whatsoever He wants. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in our tawakkul upon Him, doesn't want us to not take the means. Subhanallah, the asbab are not to be negated in this world, the means by which we can bring about things. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to take the means, but He wants us to have tawakkul upon Him whilst taking the means. And this is why Sayyidina Umar said, yes, he's taking the means, he is fleeing from this plague, but that itself is the means that the Prophet ﷺ encouraged us to take. But he still knows that wheresoever he goes, there will be the amr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there will be the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so if Allah has destined for the plague to come where you are, or if Allah has destined for you to fall ill where you are, then He can destine it whether you're in the midst of the place or away from it. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you to take the means to health and to prevent illness from coming to you and to those around you. But that doesn't mean that He accepts that you will simply have tawakkal upon Him and not take the means. And that's why there's a beautiful hadith in which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was asked by a sahabi. He said, "Ya Rasulullah, O Messenger of Allah, should I tie my animal and then trust in Allah, or should I just leave the animal to roam free and just simply trust in Allah that, you know, my animal will come back to me?" And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "I'qilha wa tawakkal." He said, tie it and then trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so what the ulama say is that this illustrates the principle that we take the means and then trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so if we bring this to our current situation, where there is an illness or something that resembles the plague in the form of the coronavirus, or COVID-19 as it's known as, that is potentially infectious and contagious and is spreading around the world, then alhamdulillah, we have the guidance of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam with regards to not unnecessarily traveling when there isn't a need. But more than that, we have the instructions that alhamdulillah, we're very fortunate in this country that the government has adopted various means very promptly to ensure that this this virus is not spreading. And this involves various instructions, and this is obviously in accordance with the guidance of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and adhering to the wisdom we've just spoken about, and in the greater spirit of la darar wa la dirar, don't cause harm and don't allow harm to be caused. In other words, preserving human life and preserving health. And so some of these instructions, you'll find that, of course, for those of us who do travel and are traveling outside or traveling into the country, then they will encounter the potential medical examinations at the airports, and they will be means by which people will be tested. And if people are suspected to have the potentiality of this virus, then they will be kept in quarantine, usually at home, until they can be certain that there is safety from the disease. And in the event that some people will be afflicted, this is from the Qadr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but alhamdulillah, for those people, there are specialist health facilities where they can be kept in isolation and looked after until they recover and heal from them. And so these procedures are very, very necessary in the current situation that we're in. And those of us who find that we have symptoms, it's very important that we be completely open and transparent and tell the authorities about them, because this will only preserve the health for ourselves and our families. And they require cooperation and assistance by all of us. And there are specific instructions given by the Ministry of Health in this regards. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all from all manners of illness and all manners of sickness, and may He bless us all with ta'a and devotion to Him, and devotion towards those He's ordered us to show devotion towards, i.e. those who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed in authority. And so this involves us following the instructions of the Ministry of Health and the authorities, and involves us being very diligent in terms of our own practices that are necessary in this regards. So I say this, and I seek His forgiveness for me and for you. So seek His forgiveness, for He's the most forgiving and the most merciful. And with this comes to an end this week's khutbah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This khutbah was brought to you by Idhaat al-Quran, Abu Dhabi.